So before we start, we have to mention that we're sitting now in the hours of the Ptire, Rebbetzin Etel. Rebbetzin Etel was the wife of Reb Nochem. She was the daughter of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Nochem was the son-in-law by Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was the son-in-law by Reb Leizer Yude, the Alter Rosh Hashiva from the Mir. And he had a son-in-law, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And the old son-in-law of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was Reb Nochem Partzovitz. And his Rebbetzin was Rebbetzin Etel. She's the sister of Reb Befora, of Reb Meir, of Reb Avram. She was just nifter a couple hours ago. The levaya will be 1:30. Chazal say, Eishes chover kechover. I'm not coming to be masked here now. But Chazal say, the halacha is you have to stand up before Eishes chover. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Sheli v'shalochem shalohu. Especially Reb Nochem was sick for 17 years. Nochem was sick for 17 years. And these 17 years, Maisa, his wife, took care of him. But Be'emes, the whole Halach Yeilech, she's the one that Be'etzim stand behind him. The whole Mir, the whole Teir that we have is Be'etzim, Reb Nochem's Teir, this is unsere Bismedrash. And everyone is Mechuyev HaKol HaSatoiv. As every day, you have to stand in front of a Talmid Chochem. When the Chochem comes, you have to stand up. When the Eishes Chover is Nifter, you have to stand up. Even if she will not be Reb Nochem's wife, she will be Reb Nochem's Shmulevitz's sister, you will be Mechuyev. Even if she will be Reb Nochem's Shmulevitz, she will be the daughter of Reb Nochem's wife. Even if she will not be Reb Nochem's wife, she's the daughter of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a avelis for the yeshiva. It's a avelis for the yeshiva. She was the isha gdoila me'oid. She's the one that Be'etzen took the kids after the p'tir of Reb Nochem and enforced it that will come out chidush Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem didn't leave Sforim. Specific, if you wanted to have Sforim, she said, no, we have to have his Torah written down. And I said, all the Sforim, everything is her schus. Her son-in-law is Rabbi Shariyeli. This is the picture. If I would be in a yeshiva, I would also want to know exactly how the branch, how the tzur of the yeshiva is. Eile advor. השדיל ומויש של כל ישראל בעבר הירדן במדבר בערוב ומול סוף בין פרעון ובין טייפל ולובון וחצרס ודי זוב. So this part שמויש רבינו is מויכיח כלל ישראל. And the תריכוחו that מויש רבינו brings down is אלה הדבורים אשר דיבר מויש של כל ישראל בעבר הירדן במדבר בערוב ומול סוף בין פרעון ובין טייפל ולובון וחצרס ודי זוב. So Rashi says that this list of these places, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a teichecho. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musa. He's giving a teichecho. And he mentioned every place a word. Rashi says he didn't want to embarrass them. So he said, Bamid Be'ever Hayarden, Zogt Rashi, Bamidbo, what is Bamidbo? שיחיסו במדבר, they said the words, מי טרין מוסיינו במדבר, בערובו, בעל פאויר, בעל וסמוב, מויל סוף. When they came to ים סוף, they said, אין קבורים במצרים, בין פרון ולובון, וטייפה ולובון, רשי זה פשט, וחצרויס, מחלוקת של קרח, ודיזוב, הוכיחום על העגל, שעושו בשביל רוי וזוב שהיו להם, שנאמר בכסף, הרבייסי להם, נוסנו לבעל. מורן ברוכס דרשנס, בשביל זוב וכסף שהרבייסי לישראל, they gave it to the eagle. So the מפורשים, מה אתה רוצה? The order is a wrong order. במדבור, בערובו, מול סוף, בן פורון, בן טויפל ולובון, וחצרס ודיזוב, the eagle was first. Why first קוירח and then ודיזוב? So the מפורשים say a beautiful פשט. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi says, why it says, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecho, Lo Yiyeh Lecho. It says, Veloshin Yochid, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecho, Lo Yiyeh Lecho. Why it doesn't say Veloshin Rabim? Why it doesn't say Veloshin Rabim? Anoichi Hashem Eloikechem, לא יהיה לכם. Why is אנוכי השם אלוהיכם? לא יהיה לכם. Why is בלושן יוכי? Rashi says that הקדוש ברוך הוא gave a pischan pet to Moshe Rabbeinu. When they made the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said, Hashem, you didn't tell them not to have a avodah zarah. You told me, לא יהיה לכם. כל פסח חוסמונו לישאסי לכו אנוכי השם אלוהיכם. So they felt it's only to me. That's what Rashi brings down נחום פרשס ישראל. And the מחלקס of קוירח, קוירח told משה רבינו the following words: כי כל העדה כולם קדושים, ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם? זאת רשי, כולנו שמענו מפי הגבורו אנוכי לכו השם אלוהיכם. Korach said, Hashem didn't speak to you, he spoke to all of us. Yeah, better from us. You represented us, but he didn't say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. He spoke to every individual person. So why do you feel that you are so special? And the minute that Korach tainah dea tainah, Moshe Rabbeinu's limud zchus and the egel fell apart. Because they didn't feel. Korach said, all of us felt that Hashem spoke to us. So b'meile, first he gave them Musar and Barshas Korach. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Musa and Parshas Ha'egel. If you will give them the Ha'egel first, and Nishmuch that the Musa is a Musa. So he first told him Korach, remember you claimed? And b'meile he claimed. But I heard a givaldik pshat. Why it like it says, Lo yiyeh lecho? Ve'osu lochem tzitzis al kan ve'bigdeichem. Why it says, Beloshen yochid? Olechi Hashem Elokecho, Elokecho. The answer is, listen carefully. I heard a givaldik pshat. Hashem tells you, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho, Lo yisas elecho. Person a lot of time thinks the Torah is beloshen rabbi. It's not negiah to me, Moshe is a takana not to look in the internet. I thought that it's very important. Punk myself, it's not negiah so much, but for everyone else, talking the right thing, you some story, myself, I don't care what it's not negiah to me, yeah? The takone, make a chizuk. Yeah, it's very good, they made a chizuk, lelo yishane rabbi. Myself, I have to sleep, I have to learn tomorrow, for the clients, it's a gewaldig gezach. A person doesn't think that it's talking to him. Shev specially gave the Torah. Lisabel al Yerushalayim, Avada, the 3 weeks, it's good to make a Shonori Kinnus and a Zak Kinnus and Chofetz Chai, all to myself, you know, I need to rest a little bit, busy taking my trip, going back home, organizing my camp, all busy. Avada, Lisabel al Yerushalayim, it's very important, yeah. Come to me, it's not so negah, but chutz from that, it's very shtar. Lo yiyeh lecho, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. People think, well, I said to him, I was not Megiah. But Pesuk in Yizrim was for the Siddur, right? He every day skips it. Oh, maybe Rosh Hashanah, he manages to chop it. For who they're attacking it? For the Siddur. And I could go on korbanos, but I can't say I'm makbid on it. I don't like to give mussar something that I'm not makbid. The korbanos for sure were for the people that I'm a masikin. For who you think I'm attacking it? A person doesn't feel it's talking to him. Chazal say, Ha'oilom nivro odom nivro yechidi. Why Hashem made it? There was one person created. Like 500 people in one shot. Why it had to start from one? Sha'odom tzorich loymar bishvili nivro oilom. Means till the end. If we'll be only on the Marisha, so you understand that now you have to make tikkun for Eishes Chavah that was Nifter. Everyone here, if I'll tell you Eishes Chavah was Nifter, yeah. Avada. Someone asked me if he has to go to the Levaya. I asked him if it would happen Monday if he would go to the Levaya, yeah? So because it's Friday afternoon, Sofik ben Azmani, so he's Patu. The person will feel he's the only one. I'm not trying to make people, you know, to make fun of the Levaya. People don't want to go, it's their loss. A person has to know, one big yusayt. If you would be the only person in the world, Chum Besamigdash, cry Chum Besamigdash, what's going to be done? You make Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah? It's Kabbalah Shabbos, Lechodoyah, Shabbos Kodesh. You think, say, the Shabbos comes in, Shabbos goes out, people say, hey, people go to the Kaisa. I'm taking care of myself. Hashem created a person yechidi. Ki'ilu is no one in the world and you're taking care of it. He's also taking care of it. He's taking care of a different world. He's taking care of a third world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecho lo iyeh lecho. And the same thing, same Musa, just maybe a little bit sharper. A lot of time a person thinks, what will help that I will daven shtap? How much people are davening in the shtip? How much people are doing this? How much people are doing that? I will learn out the whole Friday. No one else is learning. It's Spanish is anything. Al Boch Hashem, it's not. A person has to feel, a'olam nivra yechidi. If you learn and you fill your day like it has to be filled, your world is complete. Hashem is sos v'semeach. In this box, it's full. Next box, no shaykhs. Person out of time is thinking, so what will help? So I'll be kodesh. I'll be my son nefesh. Ha'olam nivro yechidi. Pasuk is mamshich. Achad asor yom mechoyrev. Ad Kodesh Barnea. So Rashi explains, what Moshe is coming to say here? Everything is good, this Pasuk Mamish doesn't make sense. Stam, you know, I like Chumashir, Chutzim, Musar, and Verla, just a little pshat. אלה הדבורים השדים במוישה בני ישראל בעבר הירדן, במיד בו, בערוב, במול סוף, בן פרעון, בן טייפה, ולא, בן החצרס, ודיז אור. These are 10 codes of 10 different places that they were that they did have errors. Then, 11 יום is 11 days from חוירב till קדש ברנר. They didn't go to 11 days, they went it in 38 days. I'm sorry, 38 years. ראי בארבעים שונה באשתר עשו חוירש בכל החוירש, דיבו מוישה בני ישראל, ככל אשר ציבו השם מוישה. What is Achadasor Yom Mechoyrev? So Rashi says, Moshe told him, here's the list of the places. Now, Lemaise, from Har Sinai till Kodesh Barnea has 11 days to walk. We are 38 days. Because you're Averis. The whole story was 11 days. This is when Rashi makes the Cheshbon. The Kliyoko says that it's a remez here. ובחיבורי עם עיר גיבוירים. קליוקר had a safer, it's called עיר גיבוירים. פירשנו על צד הרמז. 11 יום מחוירב, 11 יום שמסעבלים על החור בן הבייס. לא פרשס דבורים, every year, as we read it before Shabbos Chazoy. We have the קריאה, מנהג אשכנז, we read, איכו אסול לבדי, and the mini and the nigun of Parshas Eicha. And then Chazayin Avadia, Chazayin Ishayor, we also do in the nigun. But in Chibur Yir Giboyrim Pirashnu Atzad HaRemez 11 Yom Shemisav Malchu Mesam Mikdosh Haynu 9 Yom Shel Chodesh Av 17 Betamuz 10 10 Betavis V'yam Ki Hu Rochik Mipshuto Hi Kitzarnu Bezeh. But I'm telling you Chobaz HaMahalach Shiz Kviyokar Al HaTeire Zal Derech HaPshat. But the 11 Yom Chorev HaMeram is the 11 days that will misabel on Yerushalayim. It's 11 days that will misabel on Yerushalayim. Tisha Sayomim, Shiva Oso Betamuz, and Asiri Betavis. That time we get back to it. Then the Pasuk is Mamshech, Achre HaKoyisu Yesichon Melech HaMoiri, Asher Yoyshev Becheshpek. Ve'esoig Melech HaBoshon, Asher Yoyshev Be'ashterois, Be'ederei. Very hard pasuk again. Achar ha-koisei esichon melech ha-imoiri asher yoyshev b'cheshbon. He lived in Cheshbon. Esoig melech ha-boshon, the giant, asher yoyshev b'ashterois be'ederei. So where he sits? Be'ashterois or be'ederei? So Rashi says, be'ashterois hu lo shen tzukin. Be'ederei shem ha-malchus. Was the city, the sea. The Gaon says, does it make sense? So the famous vote from the Gaon, that it didn't say the Malchus. It said, Be'edrei Shem Hamem Lamed with a line. This was written in the Ksav Yad. Ashtarois was the city. Be'edrei Shem Hey Mem Lamed. So the Bochur HaZetz, the one that was printing Rashi, didn't know what it means. So he finished Shem HaMelucha. The DC was Edrei in Ashtoreth. Zog the Gaon, no, Shem HaMilchomo. Achre HaKoyso Yesichon Melech HaMoiri Asher Yoyshev B'Cheshbon Ve'esoig Melech HaBoshon Asher Yoyshev B'Ashtoreth. Where the war happened? Be'edrei. And Edrei was a hard place. Chazal say that Oig Melech HaBoshon came out to war. They didn't wait, they came out. So this was the place of the war. The Gaon has Mur Cheshbonis. And now the pasuk starts. Be'ever ha'yarden, be'ever be'eretz moyov, ho'il moyshe ba'eres ha'toyro ha'zois le'moyov. Rashi says, ho'il hitchil ba'eres ha'toyro b'shivim loshon pirsholoy. It's a very shver azach. I understand today in America some gedolim were matter to make art school. There's a whole shayla with Rav Shach, yes or not. Rav Shach was against it, and then he let and malasot. The Americans can't live, they don't have an art school. Then became even Hebrew, you have to have an art school. Say that. Why Moshe Rabbeinu has to mevar the Torah and Shivim Loshon? Everyone spoke Loshon HaKodesh. Lamazon Shivim Loshon is also English. Only for the picture, yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Pshat Gemara Rashi, then he started to say in English. But it was not Americans, it was everyone who went out of Mitzrayim, right? Then he said it in French. And then he said it in Chinese. Why? What is the point? Ha'il Moshe ba'eres ha'teire b'shivim loshon. Zeh Rashi lo pshat. I would think ba'eres ha'teire pshat good. Reb Nochum think pshat. Ba'er Moshe ba'eres ha'teire azoy slimoich very good. Zeh Rashi ba'eres ha'teire b'shivim loshon pirshalem. So who told Rashi that Tzvi Chachom says it says ba'er and it says later and when they came to Eretz Yisrael they written down the teire ba'er heita by Yeshua. They written the Torah. Well, what is the point of Shivim Losh? What is the idea to mevar the Torah and Shivim Losh? So I heard a pshat from Adam Gov. It's an emes pshat. Emes pshat. Moshe told them the Torah is not only now we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the Midbar, we're learning Torah Tachas Hashem. The Torah is when you go to Golus in China, when you go to Golus in America, when you go to Golus in France. The Torah is Nugea to every Yochid. But I want to explain it a little bit more. exactly the pshat, but maybe. Moshe explained to them, the Torah has, you know, shivim ponim la Torah, shivim loshon, shivim umes. There's different visions to the Torah. All different visions to the Torah. All different ways to understand it. All different ways. All different as bearing. All different as bearing. All different ways. The Torah will fit. The Torah will fit in China. The Torah will fit in Paris. The Torah will fit in Russia. The Torah will fit in every Ummah. But I want to explain it a little bit more. And this is the Indian of Shivim Loshon. The Torah is in different kind of matzavim. It's a golus that we call it golus ha'oini. Poor. We have it in the individual people and we have it in Klal Yisrael. We'll start in Klal Yisrael. Was times in Klal Yisrael people didn't have nothing. Was anius. You know why the metakin of Dol and Shmonesa? Because they didn't have money. They couldn't afford a cup of wine. They shouldn't think about it. They couldn't afford. They couldn't make Avdolah. Chazal said, what a bish, Shabbos will stay forever. The metakin of Dol and ala tefillah. Chazu ve'eshiru. Chazu ve'kovu ala kois. And they left it already in Davni. They stayed. It's again this week because we don't have Avdolah ala kois much in Shabbos. Yeah. Shalom, what was before. They got poor. So what they did, Matzah Shabbos Tishma. But I'm not going to the Shail, yeah? As Yechidim Hillel, the Torah has a mahalach. How to fight it. How to grow. It's a goddess of Oishal. We're in a goddess of Oishal today. Matzah's not so good, but it's a goddess of Oishal. You know, you have the Timonisha kids that they were in Taman for 2,000 years. For 2,000 years they were in Taman. They kept the payas, they called them simonim. They kept the levush, everything. They buried them to Israel. 3 weeks they became natural. Okay, they helped them to become natural. Why? But the Arabs also were with knife and sticks. Knife and sticks is one kind of goddess. The world is open, you can do what you want. Sometimes some people in that Israel can't stand. Is a sometimes a goddess of tithing. In our generation. Internet, all these things. A new kind of Yitzhahore. Among maybe people had tithes, there was nothing more to do with the tithes. You're stuck in your little house, yeah? There's nothing more to do. You couldn't do nothing. You do one thing, people will beat you up, finish, it's over. You couldn't do nothing. Today you could do everything. The Torah has a mahalach how to fight with that. He had last year, the year that passed, the scandal killing that kid in America, killing Buchatzira that the Yosef was last week. Achzorius, also, a kind of mishunin dekadoir, people could do terrible things. Moshe Rabbeinu was mevayer the Torah b'shivim loshon. Exactly how to put it in the words, I don't know. But the shivim loshon means shivim umos, shivim tkufos. Moshe explained to them, in the Torah is a mahalach how you fight the tzionim. There's a mahalach how you fight the reforms. There's a mahalach how you live in a modern community. There's a mahalach how you live in a tuflum community. Everything has a mahalach in the Torah. Sometimes yes and sometimes no, and sometimes fighting, sometimes sholem. Hoyil Moshe. So, causes. Why now? When they were in the midbar, they were tachas kan for Hashchina. Now they're going into Israel, they're starting life. The Torah is going to be with them all over the years. And there's different ways. This is what we call shivim ponim la Torah. When Moshe Ba'eres HaTorah, when Moshe was leaving, Moshe was teaching them. People think a lot of times, yeah, Teir is not nagea to this matzah. The Teir is not nagea. I have to be more flexible. More lemaisa. Nay. V'oimar olechem b'risa hi lo yuchal levadi yiseis eschem. Hashem elokeichem hir bo eschem v'inchem kekech v'ashumayim l'roiv. Then Miyad gives them a bracha. Yosef Hashem aleichem kachem alef pa'amim. Habaricho eso levadi torchachem u'ma'asachem v'rivchem. I can't. Hovu lechem anoshim chachomim u'nevoinim v'yeduim l'shifteichem v'asima b'roshaychem. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's idea to make the system. Like a pyramidal system. Every 10 people will have one person. So as always. Every 10 groups will have one person. Five people, five groups. Sorry, Chamishim. Every two groups like that will have a sorry mayors. Every 10 groups of that will have a sorry alofi. And then top, I will be. This will make a system. For a system. V'kach es rosh shifteichem. Sorry mayors, sorry Chamishim, sorry as always. And I gave them the musa. Vatanu oisi. Vatoim rutoi vadovor asher dibarta lasos. And you accept it. So Rashi has a ore bepshat. Rashi is pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu Pasha's dvorim. The first Moshe is a list of musa and hints, right? A list of 10 codes, these are off. Then it was 11 days and he made the egel. Then he starts. Look what happened. We started. I went down to Val Sinai. Started down the history. I said it's too much. I can't carry on. I made a system. And he answered it's okay. So I did it. So, then it carries on. We got to Meraglim. These are the two stories that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. So if you see Chumash Dvorim, as the first two psukim, the list of the 10 nisyonim, the 10 places that Klal Yisrael failed. Then he says them, the whole story from Choyrev was 11 days. So I'll tell you what happened. Came down from Mount Sinai, I couldn't carry on the matzev. I asked you to put Tzorei Chamishim, you said yes. So I choose very good people. Then he comes to say, so Rashi had Kasha in between the lines. Rashi doesn't say the Kasha. So what is the Musar here? I told him that I can't. Okay, this is the Musar. So he answered yes. So I did it. So the Musar is the first time that I couldn't carry on myself. Vatanu oisi toi vadovor asher dibarta lasos. So Rashi learns Vatanu oisi is a part of the Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you said yes. You had to say no. This is Musar, said Rashi. And this Rashi, by means, all of my life is worth this Rashi. Vatanu oisi, said Rashi. Chalatetem es hadovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyo lochem la'oshiv, Rabbeinu Moshe, mimino elilmoit. Mimcho imitalmitcho. Lo imcho shenitztaarto aleo. You had to say no. Ela yodati, you said, will be 10, like this Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have connections. We'll be all the small rabbani, we'll be connected, we'll be well connected, we'll work it out. Chalatetem hadovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyitzem ha'imrim, achsho, v'yisman aleinu dayon im arbe. If I don't know him, pay a little bit of money, I'll have it in. Everyone was very happy. If I get out, his friend will become the Rav. So Rashi learns that Vatan Oisi, Toiva Dover Asher Dibarta Lasois, is a part of the Techeicho. So what is the Musa? Rabbeinu Moshe, Mimino Elil Moit, Mimcho Mitalmidcho. Lo Mimcho Shenitztaarto. I'm asking you, if you are Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're coming to offer people, want, instead of me, I'll make a holy shiva system. The guy say yes, it's a very good idea. And you want to yell at them, no, you have to say no. You have to learn by me. Why you would say, why you are better, why you're the best rabbi? If you Moshe Rabbeinu, you try to convince to learn by you. I'm chavrusa from the Rabbeinu Shalom. I mean, I heard it from the Buskar of Alei. I learned by Rabbi Nachman himself. I'm Amish, I have the Messiah. I'm the best rabbi. I mean, I know it myself. Who could be a better chavrusa than Moshe Rabbeinu? Every single we're trying to figure out what Moshe said, right? But Moshe Alein, original. So he had to tell them, listen, it looks like you're crook. Well, the answer is, you're not going to learn, you want to have connections to the rabbi. The Musa is good. Moshe was trying to prove to them that obviously they didn't have a right kavana when they said yes, even though Hashem told them to do the system. But if they would really want to learn Torah, they would have to fight. They want to learn by Moshe. At least everyone will say, "I want to be by you." Yeah, send someone else to saw him. So why Moshe is expecting them to say no? Because I'm the best Rebbe. Why I'm the best Rebbe? Not because I'm a chavrus of the Rebbe Yerushalayim. You know why I'm the best Rebbe? Shenitztarti aleo. Moshe says, my plus is not that I learned with the Rebbe Yerushalayim the Torah. I was Moiser Nefesh. Arboim yoim lechem lo yochalti. Umayim lo yishosisi. Umayim lo yishosisi. Mesiras nefesh l'teira. Mesiras nefesh l'teira. Moshe says, Klal Yisrael, you have to choose me, I'm the best Rebbe. Yeah, I was Moshe nefesh. What is Mesiras nefesh? 40 days I didn't eat. Last days when he went up to the Shemayim, it's not that it was easy not to eat. Moshe told him, Arboim yoim lechem. He was starving. And if he would tell Hashem, maybe I could get something to eat, Hashem would give him, but it would be Yisrael Rabbeinu. He was starving like Motzi Tishbo of an hour before the end of the Tainus. And he was learning with the Gantz Shtarka. It didn't become easy to him. We think like, you know, we went up to the Shemaim, you know, they plugged in the DC, the DVC, this machine, you know, and he got the Torah in, yeah? Hashem took it, plugged it in, and he gave him the whole Torah. This is the way we picture it today. So it's unlimited information. Right? A little, I forgot how they call that key. Every time I try, I forget. But and they plugged it in, and again, hey, he had to work. Chazal say lo miteirav mishakech, and he was making chazoras and making sikumim. It was Moshe Nefesh. Sometimes some people think my chance to be Moshe Rabbeinu far. Why far? Make me soon. You could make me soon Nefesh. If this is the plus of Moshe and everyone else, shtaltzach to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, why I'm number one? Because I was Moshe Nefesh. I was Moshe Nefesh out there. Rabbi say, it's up to us. Be Moshe Nefesh out there. Moshe Nefesh. Remember, I was not planning to say it, but I remember good talk today that I'm saying that I have a cousin, who is now here, Moshe Faskovich, who just came. So he told me when he was a bachur, he came to the mirror. And it was when the Arabs were shooting. Pask Fish 1 was jarred and then Katsini Shiva is a place where the bullets hit. Third floor was the place. So everyone was in the Vismedrish. It was a Shiur Kloli. He was riding the Shiur Kloli. And then they started to shoot, you know, the bullets were coming into the windows. So everyone ran down to the shelter. It was the, what we call today the dining room. Then the Miklat was not existing, what they call Miklat today in Shiva. It was the dining room. And he has in his notes, like guns, guns, guns. Like, you know, and he's running down. And everyone is there. And like everyone is saying to heal him. And Rav Nachman, when he finished, he was going. He said, the Rambam zokt. So everyone was in the Miklat. People were sure, you know, the Arabs just had to cross the street and get in. There was nowhere to run to. Everything was shooted, yeah? It was a miracle that, you know, the Arabs ran away in the end. And everyone is there. And he has, no, going up. So the pshat in the Rambam is, no, and I'm not going to carry the Shiur Kloli, kilo is no war. Kilo is no war. This is Amor Shal Teiro. I'm not going to be Moshe Nefesh, she'en keduk Moshe. She'en keduk Moshe. If I had told me years, I'm going to have Rusa with Rav Nachman. So it's Nefesh, she'en keduk Moshe. This makes the person to grow. Become the Adam God. And this is up to every one of us. It's up to every one of us. Everyone has this koyach to be Moshe Nefesh al HaTeir. So it's about, I'm not smart. You can even Moshe more. I'm not smart. Even more. I'm not very not smart. Even more. It's very hard for me. No, it's not good. If it's not hard for you, it's very hard to Moshe Nefesh. To be Moshe Nefesh. Meister Nefesh al HaTeir. So Moshe Rabbeinu finishes to say the Techeicha and that they accepted the Sarich HaSaris, and he starts the second Musa. V'tikrivun elai kulchem ותאמרו נשלחו אנושים לפנינו ויחפרו לנו לסעורת. זאת אומרת, תראו לי, סתם. I have a מסייר הזה. What I'm telling you now, the Chumash here today, חוץ מנבואותים, is we're learning Parshas Dvorim. Parshas Dvorim was the מוסר of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years to look about the Chesroinus. Rashi says, you don't give מוסר till Saif Yamov, but this is the beginning. And we have to learn from this Musa that became a chilek from the Torah to go backwards to the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael and to pick up the Musa. And we'll see, I want to chap one more. That a lot of times, b'shas the machlekes, you don't chap the k'necha. B'shas ma'isi will tell them why you're saying yes to me, not to me. They'll say, ah, Moshe wants. 40 years later, Moshe says, no, ma'isi, think good, why you didn't want to learn by me? You wanted to be connected. You thought you could give Sheikhat. Second Musa, Cheta Meraglim. Vatikrevu elai kulchem. Vanoimu nishlecho alafoneinu anoshim v'yachpiru lanu esaret. You want to check? This is Moshe telling them, even after the first time, Cheta Egel, we're about to go. Vanisa Mechoyrev, we're about to go, Hashem didn't stop us. Vatikrevu elai kulchem. Zogt Rashi. בערבוביה להולן אומר ותקרבו אליי כל ראשי שבטיכם וזקניכם אויסו הקריבו אויסו הגנס ילודים מחבדים את הסקיינים ושלוחו לפניהם סקיינים מחבדים את הראשים אבל כאן ותקרבו אליי כולכם בערבוביה ילודים דייכפים את הסקיינים סקיינים דייכפים את הראשים סתם Musa. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you came very mixed, big balagan. Kids are pushing skanim are pushing roshim. The right way is the kids mechabed the skanim, the skanim mechabed is roshim. Islam, we see that not only the kids sometimes have to learn, even the skanim have to mechabed the roshim. You have Gdele Yisrael, you have to mechabed the Gdele Yisrael. Even if you're skanim. It's a malach, skanim mechabedim is a roshim. ילודים מחבדים את הסקיינים. אבל זה מהלך פון סקיינים מחבדים את הראש. פרק דנציב, This is the problem of חטא המרגלים. פושטהר, פושטהן. The Tainan Klal Yisrael was that they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe gives them the knesh, you know, and he came to ask the Meraglim, was pushing you, I saw pushing. And they didn't trust Hashem, and they went, and they met you last. And so it was a knesh. Okay. So the Bali Musa said, yeah, and everything is also aver. Zog the Netziv, Moshe Rabbeinu told him like this. In the Egel, you could claim, that we already spoke a couple times, what was the Yisrael of Chet Egel, it came from Elike places. They wanted to have a nugget. It's not a nugget to be Masbred now. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, I want to tell you, in Chet HaMeraglim, you can't claim that it was good. No, 12 Meraglim came back, they messed us up. What we could do, you know. Moshe, we asked you, you said these are good representatives. They came back, they said no. What's wisdom for us? Moshe said, no, when you came to ask, you didn't come good. Don't tell me it's them. You came. This was Aveira. For a mitzvah is a different mahalach. My mother told me, my mother is a granddaughter of Avrom Yafin. He's the 80th and the alchemist Mavaldo. So when they were living in America, they lived in Borough Park, 13th Street. And Avrom Yafin lived in the bottom floor. My mother, my parents, my grandparents lived in the top floor. And that was a Shiva of Navarduk there in Bis Yosef. So she was a little girl, 12, 15 years old. And she was running down the steps. And the Zeder of Avrom Yafin, he was the Rosh Meretz Gdela Atein in America, was sitting outside here in the porch and he was learning. And she was running down the steps. So he asked the Chayale, Avu Leifste, where are you running to? She said, Zeder, ich leif zu machen a mitzvah, I'm running to do a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. And Tziv says a lot of times a person has to check. check. I'm telling you, I saw it today. Yigman Chosh Yigman asked me if he has to stay for the Levaya or not. That Yigman, every Suffolk bris he goes to. Just in case the kid is not yellow, he goes. You know, Chas v'Shalom, maybe there's a guy who will not have people in his bris. So he mamish, he thinks he's L'Shem Shemayim. So it's too easy to go. It's not L'Shem Shemayim. Person has to check a lot of times. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Musa, Vatik Revuna Alay Kulchem was pushing. Eli Kezach is no pushing. Eli Kezach is no pushing. Chayel, if I'm mitzvah milef nishta zeigich. You're running too quick. You're not running to go mitzvah. It's too quick. It's too quick. Person has to measure himself in life. Sometime when he's going to do something, to see from where it's coming. From where it's happening. This is one thing that we have to learn from it. And the second thing is, skeinim doichfi mesaroshi. A person could make an organization. He could make a big asifa. Hundreds of people. The Roshim didn't decide to make the asifa, but the skeinim are pushing. This is treif. Treif. This is chetam eragmim. We have gdoi le'ador, don't start to do yourself. Ask the gdoi le'ador. And if they don't have anything to do, you don't do. Not only a lot in don't be doichef skeinim. Skeinim don't be doichef roshim. Hopefully this Musa will be neged to you, Bez Hashem, you'll be skeinim. Skeinim also have to learn not to be doichef the roshim. It's really late, we'll have to stop here.